to your list of innovators in growing organic food, a mother and son team. Jan Pilarski and her son, Chris Tidmarsh, mastermind the organic greenhouse operation, Green Bridge Growers. They're in South Bend, Indiana. Now, Jan and Chris have two goals. One is to grow food with the smallest carbon footprint possible. The other is to bring jobs to a group that has a 90% unemployment rate, the autistic. Chris is autistic. He's also earned a degree in chemistry and environmental studies. Jan saw him lose his first job and saw that 90% of the people with autism were unemployed. And that's where Greenbridge began. Jan Pilarski, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Lynn. So good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, Jan, Greenbridge Growers is a greenhouse business project, but you've put it together with a specific goal. What's the goal?
Yes, we have. We're an urban farm venture that is doing year-round growing, but specifically, we have a social mission to employ young adults with autism through the work that we're doing in our local community. These young adults have great skills, but are quite under-resourced in terms of being able to have an entry into the job force. So we have the dual mission of growing delicious local produce and creating jobs that are meaningful for these wonderful young adults.
Well, now, you and Chris together have developed a particular system. You've designed it, and that you said it's tailored for folks with autism, but can you give us an idea of what this system is? How does the greenhouse work, and how does it work for people with autism?
Sure. The system that we have uses a growing method called aquaponics, where fish and vegetables grow in tandem, and the plants grow within a water base, and the fish fertilize the plants with their waste. It's like the compost of the system, and the plants grow very productively, and wonderful herbs, cilantros, mints, basils, specialty greens, lettuces all do very well in this system. But what it really taps into so well is young adults with autism have a great propensity for scheduling, for routine, for really stick-to-itiveness to stay with a system and a process. And there's a lot of monitoring and precision and scheduling to aquaponics. And we found that as we're pioneering our prototype and working with young adults to do training, that this is something they're just soaking up and doing so well with, all of the monitoring and the checking that the water chemistry and taking care of the plants offers them.
Now, I understand. I saw a figure that said that 90% of the folks with autism are unemployed. That's a pretty stunning figure.
Right. And I think that shows the disconnect that there is between people being able to enter the workforce and use their skills and there being a place for these skills to be handily used. And in starting Greenbridge Growers, what we wanted to do was be entrepreneurial about this unemployment problem, this severe unemployment problem, trying to use these skills in a very productive fashion that will also produce good food for our area.
How many people do you employ in a greenhouse?
Each greenhouse will employ five workers who will tend to the care of our plants and to our fish. We also see potential down the line for other types of tasks related to the business, such as bookkeeping, computers, social media, as other things that people who have autism would do very handily and do very well. So really making use of those skills.
Well, good luck to you both and to everyone involved in the project.
Thank you so much.
Jan Pilarski and her son Chris Tidmarsh are the minds behind Greenbridge Growers in South Bend, Indiana. For more information on their work, go to the website, splendidtable.org.